Be our guest, the ambassadors of Belgian hospitality. Introduction, a taste of Belgian hospitality. Welcome to Be Our Guest, where we invite you to explore the rich tapestry of Belgian hospitality. As authors and diplomat spouses, we've had the privilege of experiencing and sharing our country's warm welcome across the globe. Belgium, with its diverse culinary heritage and welcoming spirit, stands as a beacon of hospitality at the heart of Europe. In this journey, we'll delve into the art of etiquette, savor exquisite recipes from top chefs, and discover how Belgian embassies showcase our nation's finest offerings. From cocktails to desserts, from beer to chocolate, we'll uncover the secrets that make Belgian hospitality truly special. Part I, the essence of Belgian hospitality. Hospitality is a universal language, but in Belgium, it's an art form. Our country's unique position at the crossroads of Europe has shaped our approach to welcoming guests. We believe that true hospitality goes beyond mere politeness. It's about creating genuine connections and memorable experiences. In the diplomatic world, we've seen firsthand how a well-prepared table can smooth negotiations and foster understanding. As an American president once remarked, it's easy to love a country famous for chocolate and beer. Indeed, our gastronomic reputation often serves as an excellent icebreaker in international relations. But Belgian hospitality isn't just about food and drink. It's about the warmth of our people, the richness of our culture, and our ability to make visitors feel at home. Whether you're in a grand embassy or a cozy Belgian home, you'll find the same spirit of generosity and attention to detail. Part II, the art of Belgian etiquette. Etiquette might seem like a stuffy concept, but in Belgium, it's the foundation of our hospitality. It's not about rigid rules, but rather about showing respect and consideration for others. Let me share some key principles that guide our approach to hosting. First, always greet your guests warmly. A firm handshake, eye contact, and a genuine smile go a long way. In Belgium, we often greet close friends and family with three kisses on the cheek, left, right, left. When setting the table, pay attention to detail. The proper placement of cutlery, glasses, and napkins shows care and respect for your guests. Remember, the fork goes on the left, knife and spoon on the right. Conversation is an art in itself. Be attentive to your guests, ask thoughtful questions, and avoid controversial topics. A good host knows how to keep the conversation flowing smoothly, ensuring everyone feels included. Timing is crucial in Belgian dining. Serve aperitifs promptly, allow time between courses, and never rush your guests. A leisurely meal is a hallmark of Belgian hospitality. Part III, culinary delights, from embassy to home. Now, let's turn our attention to the heart of Belgian hospitality, our cuisine. We've had the pleasure of collaborating with some of Belgium's top chefs to create menus that showcase our country's culinary prowess in embassies around the world. Imagine a starter of goose liver prepared by Chef Maxime Collard, served at our embassy in Budapest. Or perhaps a main course of North Sea sushi by Gert de Mengelier, delighting guests in Tokyo. These dishes not only tantalize the taste buds, but also tell a story of Belgium's culinary heritage and innovation. But Belgian hospitality isn't just about haute cuisine. It's also about comfort food that warms the soul. Take, for example, our beloved stomp, a hearty dish of mashed potatoes mixed with vegetables. Chef Albert Verdeen shares a delightful recipe for royal stomp with lobster and garden herbs, a perfect example of elevating a traditional dish to new heights. And let's not forget our world-famous fries. Did you know that in Belgium, fries are an art form? The perfect fryte is crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and always served with a dollop of mayonnaise. It's a simple pleasure that brings people together, whether in a fancy restaurant or a street-side fryetcot. Part IV, liquid ambassadors, beer, wine, and cocktails. No discussion of Belgian hospitality would be complete without mentioning our beverages. Belgium is, of course, renowned for its beer. With over 1,500 different brews, our beer culture is so rich that it's been recognized by UNESCO as intangible cultural heritage. But did you know that Belgium is also producing some excellent wines? While we may not have the centuries-old reputation of our French or Italian neighbors, Belgian winemakers are creating impressive vintages that are gaining recognition on the world stage. For those who prefer cocktails, we've included some uniquely Belgian creations. Try the Elderflower Kir, a twist on the classic French apéritif, or the Belgian Mojito, which uses Geneva instead of rum for a distinctly low country's flavor. Whatever your drink of choice, remember that in Belgium, it's not just about what's in the glass, it's about the company you share it with. A good host knows how to pair the right drink with the right moment, creating an atmosphere of conviviality and warmth. Part V, Sweet Endings, Chocolate and Beyond. As we near the end of our journey through Belgian hospitality, we must turn to our sweetest ambassador, chocolate. Belgian chocolate is more than just a treat, it's a cultural icon. From pralines to truffles, our chocolatiers create edible works of art that delight the senses. But our dessert repertoire extends far beyond chocolate. Take, for example, the Miserable, a delicate almond cake that's anything but miserable. Or the tricolor fruit jelly, a playful nod to our national flag that's as delightful to look at as it is to eat. In Belgian hospitality, dessert is never an afterthought. It's the final act in a carefully choreographed performance, leaving your guests with a sweet memory of their time with you. Conclusion, the spirit of Be Our Guest. As we conclude our exploration of Belgian hospitality, remember that at its core, it's about creating connections. Whether you're hosting a state dinner at an embassy or welcoming friends into your home, the principles remain the same: warmth, generosity, and attention to detail. We hope this book inspires you to embrace the spirit of Be Our Guest in your own life. Try out some of the recipes, experiment with Belgian beers or wines, or simply take a moment to set a beautiful table for your loved ones. In doing so, you'll be carrying on a tradition of hospitality that has made Belgium a welcoming home at the heart of Europe. So the next time you have guests, remember to greet them with a smile, serve them with care, and above all, make them feel at home. After all, that's the Belgian way, and now, it can be your way too. Be our guest, and let the warmth of Belgian hospitality fill your home and heart.